It exposes me to a whole lot of new information and practices that I would not do in my civilian world. I mean, I've been a rheumatologist for at the same place for 27 years, and this is a whole different experience. It exposes me to military medicine, it exposes me to trauma care, exposes me to occupational health, which is basically a big part of military medicine. It's been a very helpful for me to learn a lot of new medical stuff. The mission of the reserves is to be ready to deploy at any time, so we have to make sure people are medically ready to go. We do regular monitoring and we assess their situation. Everybody in the military has an annual health assessment that we have to do. So every year, every single reservist has to have, from and every single person in the Navy actually, has to have a medical assessment once a year. Everybody from the Chief of Naval Operations all the way down to the newest recruit. So that's what we basically do. That's part of our service during the weekend. As I said, we do training, but we also do occupational health. That's a big part of what I do. And this sounds weird, but I have a much better sense of normal now because the vast majority of the people I see in the military are healthy, and the vast majority of people I see in my medical practice are not. And it helps me to get a perspective that most people really are pretty healthy and to recognize normalcy when I see it. And that's something that you lose track of, I think, when you're in medical practice. And it turns out that being a rheumatologist is really useful in the military because a lot of what we deal with in terms of questions about medical readiness and also about sick call and complaints is musculoskeletal injuries and problems. So I brought a lot of that experience to the military, having done that for all these years.